Right now, the North Carolina Board of Education is over all public schools serving kindergarten through 12th graders. That includes charter schools, which receive public money but operate independently from school districts. They also have an advisory council composed primarily of charter school principals and board members who monitor charters, vet new applications, and pass their recommendations to the state board. So far, the state board has approved every charter the council recommended. But Senator Jerry Tillman isn't happy with the relationship.
We've not had a good sharing of ideas of what's working in charter schools and public schools. It's not worked like I would want it to work, and we need a new cast of players, and we're doing that with many boards and commissions, and this happens to be one of them, and there are good reasons for doing what we did.
Tillman is sponsoring a bill to make a new board specifically for overseeing charter schools and approving new ones. The State Board of Education could veto its decisions, but only by a 3-4 vote. In a legislative committee meeting last week, Carl Forsyth, the director of Voyager Academy Charter in Durham, worried the bill would set up an adversarial relationship between charters and traditional public schools.
Our schools will not improve if we pit public school educators against one another in a battle for students and scarce resources. Public schools operate best when district and charters professional educators work together and learn from one another.
Local school districts are now given the chance to weigh in on how a new charter school would affect their enrollments and budgets. Tillman's bill eliminates that feedback and, in some cases, would even force school districts to lease unused buildings to charter schools for $1 a year. The bill would also make a college degree optional for many charter school teachers and no longer require charters to do criminal background checks on employees. A Senate committee is expected to vote on the bill this morning. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.